Psalm 41. Preface. To do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Many are the praises and promises which the Scriptures give to true Christian benevolence. The merciful shall obtain mercy. God will be with him with his gracious presence, to uphold him both in spiritual and bodily need, and to defend him against his enemies, both visible and invisible. The liberal almsgiver, as all the children of God, will also be chastened of the Lord. But it is the chastening of love and not of anger, for his good and not his hurt. What the Christian gives freely for Christ's sake will bring an abundant return, for the Lord's blessing will be on his person and on his goods. Yea, at the last day Christ, the ordained judge, will say to them that pity the poor, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." These his poor brethren will themselves also be witnesses of the Christian's benevolence and faith, and he will be received into everlasting habitations. Surely these great promises and rich rewards should persuade us to open our hearts and hands and to count it a privilege to do good to our brethren who are afflicted with poverty or other visitations. A strong persuasive to give freely is contained in the 41st Psalm. Prophecy of the enmity and treachery of the Jews against Christ. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaks vanity, his heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, cleaves fast unto him. And now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and sets me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and Amen. Summary. As the preceding psalm, this too is spoken in the person of Christ, who here complains that the Jews hated him without a cause, and took counsel together to put him to death. And he refers also to the treachery of Judas. Knowing the malicious stubbornness of these his enemies, he uttered this prayer, "Raise me up, that I may requite them." And he did repay them. They cried, "His blood be on us and on our children." And it did come on their guilty heads, and scattered them to the four winds of heaven, as it is at this day. But for us who believe, it affords a peculiarly sweet comfort that Christ here confesses himself a sinner, when he had no sin of his own. Speaking of our sins, he said in the preceding psalm, "Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me." And here he uses still stronger language, saying, "Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." So fully did Christ take our sins on himself that he bare them as his own, as though he had committed them himself. Now, as fully as our sins were accounted unto Christ, so completely is his righteousness imputed unto us. It is made our own, our eternal possession. Hence, the beginning of this psalm does not only refer to giving to the poor, but under this figure it pronounces him blessed who considers Christ in his lowliness, embraces him as his Savior, and confesses him before men. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who came unto thine own, and they received thee not, grant us thy Spirit to glorify thee in our hearts. Enlighten our hearts with this living knowledge that thou art the power of God and the wisdom of God, that we may never be offended in thee, but may hold thy righteousness in an unwavering faith, and may not be ashamed to confess thee before men. Amen.